Croesaw, and welcome to Tales of Wales Throwback Thursdays. We're doing this because we recently noticed that we've hit a real purple patch in terms of listeners, and we have a whole new bunch of you. So diolch yn fawr to begin with, thank you. But as we've been going now for a year and a half, we noticed that the early episodes haven't had as many downloads or as listens as some of our later ones. So we thought every Thursday we'd play a snippet, a wee little pipette, from our earlier episodes, so you can get a bit of the old flavour for what they were about.
Yeah, a little I know I say this a lot, the old sizzle reel, if you like. Oh, the sizzle reel.
Spitting, it's sizzling.
It's sizzling, it's fucking hot, baby. It's hot.
Flaming hot.
Yeah. But no, like you said, we wanted to give a little pint-sized epi, as you called it before. We went on this, and I'm going to steal it now.
Yeah, and I saw that from another podcast, so...
Well, theft within theft.
Yeah.
You know, it's all good.
What do they say? What's that quote where they say, like, so, an artist plagiarizes, a real artist steals.
Imitation is the highest form of flattery. Yeah. So yeah, we're gonna do a little mini sort of app every Thursday from now on. That's like a throwback to our old episodes. And then yeah, if you guys like the sounds of it, you can go back and revisit it.
So yeah, we'll do like a 10-minute clip from what might be a funny part from there. Then within the podcast description, we'll have a link to that episode. So episode one about Bar TV. Someone got in touch with us saying, oh, you should do Bar TV. And I was going to reply, oh, dear boy, we've already done him. But then I realised that's like fucking...
goddamn stupid son of a bitch, we've already done it.
But that's like 70 episodes ago. Or like, you know, fucking eight time, man. That's bare time ago.
Bare time, bro.
So like, so we thought maybe if people don't know our early episodes, we'll just do intros and then... a little snippet from the episode, and then you can find the rest of your info within the podcast notes. And it will also be the title of the episode.
Right. There we go. That's kind of summed it up.
Yeah. So, Dirk and Grandor, thanks for your support. You're the best.
Thanks, I love you.
Sorry,
guys.
And what have you been up to? So, tell everyone as well. Sorry, I'm really excited. I haven't seen you since Friday or Saturday. But, but with this weekend is your stag do. Oh yeah, this is your stag.
Mega stag.
Yeah, can't wait for it.
When we were getting pissed on, was it Saturday? We were doing the little stag horns and some pictures, weren't we?
Just mega
a
stag.
Prelude. We must have looked really cool doing that in spoons. That was cool.
For the audience, our friend had a stag, and when he was out in Poland, so he wasn't really going to do a proper stag. But we turned up at his door unannounced, and his wife had let us like know he was home all day, and he decided to get drunk on his own the night before, and he was looking like a sack of sorry shit.
He was howling, wasn't he? Yeah. Because I think it was COVID, wasn't it? So we couldn't actually do what we wanted to do.
It was around COVID stuff. It was like when,
or maybe just when we were coming out or something.
Yeah,
we were allowed to go over houses and stuff.
Yeah. Good covering.
And we dragged his sorry ass out of the fucking... depths of his pit.
He was in his like Arsenal top. He was in his Arsenal top and like joggers, and he looked like shit. And he was eating like just raw pickle. And
he had
15
a full
of
bowl of fucking gherkins on the side, didn't he?
What was that about? Yeah,
mad.
Yeah, and then we kept it. We gave him shitty, really grim antler horns, and we're like, "Here we go, mega stag."
And then proceeded to basically like live stream just his living room and just us constantly drunkenly shouting, mega stag, mega stag. Oh, we did have a barbecue out the back as well. It was pissing down though, so we quickly lost interest in that. Yeah. Oh, we did leave, bless him, we left all the food there as well, just out in the rain. We had to clear that.
Stag, you'll deal with that, mate. See you never.
Classic stag move from us, isn't it? Fucking pranked him on the stag.
Mega stag. But then...
Where's mine this weekend?
You're this weekend. You know where you're going, don't you?
Yeah, I know it's Brizzy. The
Bristol.
Big smoke.
Yeah, the big smoke, the sister city of Cardiff. And we're going to... I won't tell you much. Nothing planned anyway. We'll just go there, have a pint.
No, all I know... I'm assuming Andy knows me well enough that he knows all I want to do is sit in the bloody boozer for 2 days with the boys, isn't it? Yeah. Nothing too... interesting.
Emma, my partner's like, so what would he do? It's like, nothing. Why would he do anything? We'd just get drunk. So
classic. Doing nothing is something.
Yeah.
I love doing nothing.
Can I tell you one of the ideas that was thrown about that was instantly just shot down?
I know one.
What was it? The life
drawing? Oh, no. Was it life drawing? No, I didn't know that was proposed.
to any of it.
I'm assuming not of me.
No.
What a legendary stag that would be. Get it off, Jack.
Yeah, no, thank you. He had to Andy message in the WhatsApp group saying, "Hey, what do you guys think of doing a life drawing with Prosecco?" We're like, "We want a fucking hen do."
He's been to one of those, hasn't he? He's saying, yeah. I'm pretty sure he went to another stag with that. And some you know, vulnerable young student who probably just needs to pay the bills was brought forward, I believe.
Oh, Jesus. When you paint that, a horrible picture. Which is ironic, I know, yeah. That's how you do it, life drawing.
I just want Andy to feel like the little pervert that he is.
Oh, you dirty bastard. We can get our Bristolian accent in.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that'll be done to death, I'm sure.
Right, me, Lurit? Oh, changing lanes, are we?
Yeah, don't worry too much about it. All I know is pub, and we're going for some steak at some point. That's what
And you're gonna.
Oh, it's Paddy's Day as well. Just happens to be.
Yeah. Well, that's enough boring interlude for up. Have we got anything entertaining to tell the audience?
No, I've just been excited for the stag, mate. You know.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what I've been doing with my waking hours at the moment.
Yeah. What's your vibe on fancy dress? Because I'm not a fancy dress boy.
No, that's what I'll say to that. Just a plain no.
I think it's just
and I'm
depressing.
Assuming you guys know me well enough that you wouldn't dress me as a fucking baby or something. You know?
Yeah, I just find it fucking grim. It's grim enough having a bunch of lads together in a room anyway. It's always like, I just think getting a fucking dressing up as, like you said, like a Nancy vicar or something. just don't like it.
Not judging those who do, you know, you do you.
I kind of am.
But very much judging them.
No, not. Each their own, innit? Let me just see if I got any notes for this week's.
Do you absolutely know that you haven't got notes and you're just feigning that you've been...
No, hang on.
I swear I have my notes, the bloody notes.
I got one, okay, so... I don't know how we'll tidy this up in the edit, but I wanted to mention to you as well, there's an account on TikTok that I'm obsessed with called like Food Made Easy or Food Made Simple, and it's this fucking tragic, clearly divorced dad who just like tries to make interesting meals to get his kids to see him, and it's like one of the things he gets is like he gets a crumper and he gets like a rolling pin and he flattens it, then he gets like a bright pink frozen raw wall sausage, you know, the ones that like fucking the most ass snout and fucking hooves put together.
Ass snout.
Then he wraps fatty bacon around it. So he's got a crumpet flattened with a raw sausage in it, wrapped in bacon. Then he throws it in the oven, and it looks like a fucking kid's oven. It looks ridiculous, like an easy bake oven. And then how it pops, it's like anemic looking vile floppy cock wrapped in like a spongy crumpet. And he's like, dinner served. It's like, oh god.
And, do you love me yet?
Yeah. And then he made a pancake. And it's like a shot of the saddest, limpest fucking roast beef, mash, carrots, cabbage dinner. And he jams all that into a pancake. Then he it's like lettuce and he rolls it into slices. And it's like some like hellish British sushi. It's just fucking, it's awful.
What is this man's obsession with jamming things into other things?
Sometimes he'll get raw sausage and he'll put it out of the wrapping, whatever it's in, the intestine it's in, and then he'll scrape it over frozen waffle, bird's eye waffles, so it gets in the holes and bakes it.
This guy's like the darkest level of creative. It's just, who thinks of this shit? He's sicko.
He's a good one. You should check him out. It's called Food Made Simple. Anyway, enough chat about TikTok. Let's get on to the hot topic of today's story.
Very good, yeah. And we have been criticised for our jibber-jabber before, so
I'm also at a much higher octane level than you today. You sound, if I'm going to say it,
I'm quite
depressed.
Tired. Yeah. It's because I'm sat here drinking fucking tea. And you know I'm only truly happy when I've got alcohol in my system.
Yeah, I've never seen you sober, I don't think, so this is just depressing.